And now, it's Gospel Time with Roger Boone. If you have special prayer requests or if you would like to be a part of this ministry, please send all correspondence to Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. And now, it's Gospel Time.
Is his name.
He's my rock.
He's my rock. He's my living stone. My firm foundation. My anchor in the storm. Far above the world of sinking sand. A faith I'm living in a promised land. On the word of Christ my Savior I'm standing.
He's my rock.
He's my rock.
And I may tremble. Many times I feel so all alone. But when I look to Jesus, all of my doubts and fears are gone. Sorrows may bow, they never break me. When I'm weak, still I am strong. Nothing can shake this eternal rock I'm leaning on.
He's my rock.
He's my rock. He's my living stone. My firm foundation. My anchor in the storm. Sinking sand, a faith I'm living in a promised land. On the word of Christ, my Savior, I'm standing.
He's my rock.
He's my rock.
He's my rock.
He's my rock. He's my living stone. My firm foundation. My anchor in the storm. Far above the world of sinking sand. A faith I'm living in the promised land.
From 2001, that's the Jody Brown Indian Family. He's my rock. Well, hello, friends, and welcome to this edition of It's Gospel Time. I'm Roger Boone, going to be around with you for a little while, and I want to thank you for taking your time to tune in to It's Gospel Time each week, and I hope the program, each and every time you listen, is a blessing to you. Let me ask you to please continue to pray for us. I would greatly appreciate it. Back on February the 10th, about 2 o'clock in the morning, I woke up with something going on. I didn't know what it was, and the left side of my body, I had pretty well lost the use of the left side of my body. Side of my face was numb, my left arm and hand. My leg felt real strange and very, very heavy, and I got up and moved around some, and it subsided somewhat, and that was a busy day. I felt real tired all day long. And then on the next morning, on the 11th, about it hit again about 5 o'clock in the morning, and was able to go to church that morning. Did not go back to church that night and felt bad all day. On the 12th, on Monday the 12th, went to the family doctor. He said I'd had a stroke. Sent me on to the hospital. I got to the hospital emergency room there in Asheville, and the emergency room doctor said I'd had a stroke, so they admitted me to the hospital. And what they call the hospitalist came in, checked me over, said, you've had a stroke. And they started running tests to see how bad a stroke it was. And that was on Monday. On Wednesday, they came in and said, well, we don't think you've had a stroke. Not sure what's going on. We think it's some type of a migraine. And we're going to give you this medication and take this on the onset of the medication. And they discharged me from the hospital on February the 14th and had me go back to my family doctor on the 28th and then went in also to see a neurologist on March the 6th. And the neurologist said there is a 5% chance that it was a stroke, but they just don't know. So they're going to do an EEG or a brainwave study on April the 13th. When these episodes do hit, they're very debilitating. And I've had to be rescued, had to have family come and drive me home from places. And your prayers is appreciated. I don't know what's going on. But I believe God's got us traveling this road for some reason. To him be glory, great things he's done. And he has healed me many times, and he can heal this also. And for every one of my radio listeners that listen, that believe in the power of prayer and believe that God can heal, I would appreciate you saying a prayer for me and my family. That would mean a whole lot, because you see, friend, he's my rock, and in him I put my trust. I saw myself as a wretched, rotten, hell-bound, hell-deserving sinner, October 1970, and I accepted him as my Savior. Now, my journey along the way has not always been smooth. I've had a lot of sickness, a lot of surgeries. I'm a cancer survivor, but I've never had anything like this hit me, and it is not definitive on what's going on. But I do know this, God's never forsaken me. He's never left me. He's never left me stranded. And I do ask you to pray. So as we move along today, I again want to thank you. If you'd like to give me a call or send me an email or whatever, the phone calls, phone number is 828-778-3350, 828-778-3350. And the email, it's gospeltime, I-T-S-G-O-S-P-E-L-T-I-M-E. It's gospeltime at yahoo.com. And you can check us out on the World Wide Web at www.itsgospeltime.com. So if you're ever in the Asheville, North Carolina area, you'd like to go to church with us, or perhaps you live in the Asheville area, call me for more information at 828-778-3350. If you'd like to help us with the finances of this ministry, you do what the Lord would lead you to do, and you'll be blessed, and others will be blessed also. And as you know, it's very expensive to be sick, and the hospitals and the doctors and the test and the test that's coming up. But God's always been good to us, and he always provides. All right, we're going to look into the book of Luke chapter, Nehemiah chapter 13. We'll pick up reading in verse number 19. Alexander Scobie's reading from the King James Version of the Bible.
And it came to pass that when the gates of Jerusalem began to be dark before the Sabbath, I commanded that the gates should be shut, and charged that they should not be opened till after the Sabbath. And some of my servants set I at the gates, that there should no burden be brought in on the Sabbath day. So the merchants and sellers of all kind of ware lodged without Jerusalem once or twice. Then I testified against them, and said unto them, Why lodge ye about the wall? If ye do so again, I will lay hands on you. From that time forth came they no more on the Sabbath. And I commanded the Levites that they should cleanse themselves, and that they should come and keep the gates to sanctify the Sabbath day. Remember me, O my God, concerning this also, and spare me according to the greatness of thy mercy. In those days also saw I Jews that had married wives of Ashdod, of Ammon, and of Moab, and their children spake half in the speech of Ashdod, and could not speak in the Jews' language, but according to the language of each people. And I contended with them, and cursed them, and smote certain of them, and plucked off their hair, and made them swear by God, saying, Ye shall not give your daughters unto their sons, nor take their daughters unto your sons, or for yourselves. Did not Solomon king of Israel sin by these things? Yet among many nations was there no king like him, who was beloved of his God, and God made him king over all Israel. Nevertheless, even him did outlandish women cause to sin. Shall we then hearken unto you to do all this great evil, to transgress against our God in marrying strange wives? And one of the sons of Joiada, the son of Eliashib the high priest, was son-in-law to Sanballat the Horonite. Therefore I chased him from me. Remember them, O my God, because they have defiled the priesthood and the covenant of the priesthood and of the Levites. Thus cleansed I them from all strangers, and appointed the wards of the priests and the Levites, every one in his business, and for the wood offering at times appointed, and for the first fruits. Remember me, O my God, for good. The end of the book of Nehemiah.
Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done. Just what you've done for me.
Jesus, I'll never forget.
How you set my soul free.
Jesus, I'll never forget.
How you brought me out.
Oh, no.
I'll never forget.
Singing Jesus,
I'll never forget
what you've done.
Just what you've done for me.
Jesus, I'll never forget.
How you set my
soul free.
Jesus, I'll never forget.
How you brought me out.
Oh, no.
I'll never forget.
I remember how you took
took my feet out of the miry clay.
That's what you've done for me,
Jesus, I'll never forget.
How you set my soul free,
Jesus, I'll never forget.
How you brought me up.
Oh, no, I'll never forget.
Oh, you've been my friend when I was friendless.
That's what you've done for me.
Been my light in darkness.
That's what you've done.
You've been my water when I was thirsty.
That's what you've done for me.
And you took my feet out of the moray clay, and I'll never forget.
Singing
Jesus,
I'll never forget
what you've done.
Just what you've done for me.
Jesus, I'll never forget.
How you set my soul free.
Jesus, I'll never forget.
How you brought me up.
Oh, no.
I'll never forget.
That's the Forbes family and Jesus, I'll never forget. Coming up, we've got Larry Stevenson Band. True that is, I need the prayers of those I love. That's Larry Stevenson. Well, friends, we're going to take a little short break, and following the break, we'll be back with some more great gospel music. Stay around. We'll be back right after this.